So it begins. He has entered into Jerusalem. Holy Week has begun. A time where we hold up palm branches and celebrate the entrance of our King and Savior into the very city where he is to suffer and die. The week which contains the culmination and answer of every single desire each one of us has in the depths of our heart. On Holy Thursday, we celebrate the Last Supper, where our deep desire to know hunger and thirst no more is finally answered with the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. On Good Friday, we celebrate the Passion of our Lord, which we will hear again in a few days, where the deep desire to know the meaning of suffering is finally answered with the suffering and death of God himself. On Holy Saturday, we enter into the tomb of Christ, where our desire to do away with the silence of death is finally answered with the blare of trumpets, declaring the resurrection of the slain lamb on Easter Sunday. How will we respond to this Holy Week? We hear of many responses in our gospel. There are those who lay down their cloaks to prepare the way for him. There are those who insult and jeer at him as he carries his cross. There are those who betray him. There are those who weep for him and wipe his face. There are those who abandon him. There are those who remain with him. And there are those who bury him. In the midst of all of these responses, I think the one which hurts our Lord the most is indifference, to treat this upcoming week as any other. I arrive at such an answer from a poem written by an Anglican priest who writes about what Christ would find if he were to come to the city of Birmingham, England, this very day, and compares the treatment he would find at Calvary. This is what he says. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep. For those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They would not hurt a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still, Jesus cried, "Forgive them, they know not what they do." And still it rained the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against a wall and cried for Calvary. May those tears not be shed because we passed by our Lord this Holy Week as if it were any other, the week where he fulfills every desire of our heart.